morning. Welcome to worship at First Christian Church. We are so honored to have each and every one of you here today. We're especially thankful for special guests who have come to hear the Christmas cantata prepared by our choir and our guest musicians. Thank you for being here this morning. Would you please silence your cell phones as we begin worship with a prelude? Thank you, Kathy. Our quilters are here this morning. Do you ladies have a blanket you're going to be showing off today? There is a raffle happening. If you haven't yet finished Christmas shopping, this would be a wonderful Christmas gift. The FCC quilters have made this beautiful blue quilt. This is the last day they will be selling raffle tickets. They're only a dollar each, or six for $5. If you would like a raffle ticket for this beautiful blue quilt. You can see any of the ladies right after service, and they would be happy to share, sell a ticket to you. And the drawing will be after worship downstairs in Fellowship Hall during coffee hour today. So we invite everyone to come for coffee, whether you're raffling on the quilt or not. Just enjoy a time of fellowship. Thank you, ladies. It's absolutely beautiful. The money that they're earning from their quilt raffle will be used to buy thread and quilting supplies so they can just keep right on making these beautiful hand-quilted items to cherish and treasure. Related to that, yesterday we had a blanket blitz here at First Christian Church. In January 2016, the blanket ministry began with what we thought would be a one-day event. It ended up happening every month for 2 years now. And yesterday, we set the goal of tying 100 blankets in 1 day's time. We called it the Blanket Blitz, and our partners at the Latter-day Saints were able to receive a grant that paid for all of the fleece for 100 blankets. We had volunteers from numerous churches come to pitch in. It was a community-wide event. We had 161 people sign in to help tie blankets yesterday. And while they were here, they made 128 fleece blankets. In addition to that, there were folks who had been making blankets ahead of time. They brought donations of cotton quilts, lap blankets, and extra fleece blankets. There were 37 additional blankets, so the total is 165. And all of those blankets will be shared with people in our community who are cold, who are suffering or struggling in some way. And we give thanks for this sign of God's love. Next Sunday is Christmas Eve. If you do not have a church home of your own, we invite you to come and worship with us Christmas Eve night at 7 o'clock p.m. And we will have one service next Sunday morning at 10:10 a.m. In the pew rack in front of you, you'll find prayer cards. You're encouraged to take one of those out, write a note to someone who needs to know you're praying for them. You can deliver that card yourself, or if you would like the church office to mail it to one of our members, please place that in the offering tray later in the service. The list of prayer concerns is on the back of the bulletin. Pat Buck was scheduled to be our presiding elder this morning. She is not with us because her husband, Gene, is at the emergency room. So please pray for Gene this morning. Our card shower today is for our choir members to give thanks to each of the singers and to Amber for all the work they've invested in preparing the cantata. We offer prayers of sympathy to the Holly family. Scott's nephew, Kyle Boundy, was killed in a car accident this past Wednesday in Montana. This is the third significant death that their family has had in recent months, so we pray for comfort for them. The missionary we're lifting up this morning is Bruce Van Verhees, who serves in Hong Kong. We continue to pray for recovery from hurricanes and wildfires, praying for an end to the Thomas Fire in California. And our regional prayer partners, if you'd like to sign the sheet at the back, are the members of Community Christian Church in Salida, Colorado. Having shared all of that information, there is one addition to our prayer list I would like you to hold in your hearts. A neighbor of Becky Foster's has grandchildren, Chloe and Noah Griffin. Chloe and Noah have been diagnosed with a new illness that is related to the use of Agent Orange during Vietnam. It has found to have altered DNA of certain Vietnam vets, and the alteration in DNA is being passed on through the generations. There are now grandchildren who are susceptible to suffering from pain in their extremities, and there's an anticipation that they may die early. Prayers for both Chloe and Noah, who've been diagnosed with this horrific condition. Are there any other prayer concerns that we want to share this morning, or other announcements that we haven't already named? Then let us continue to worship the Lord. We will do so by singing number 125, Come, O Long Expected Jesus. But first, I invite you to stand and greet those near you. Please join in our call to worship. Come festively sing while awaiting the birth.
Join angels in dancing from heaven to earth.
Wave banners of good news. Lift high thankful praise.
One candle is lit for the joy of these days.
Let us pray. O God, in the joy of these days of Advent, we lift our hearts high to you. This day, we lift to you songs of praise, carols of the season, praying that through these familiar words, we may hear again the story of Christ's birth, be moved with rejoicing to celebrate your coming, and then go forth to share this good news with all whom we meet. In the name of Jesus, who teaches us to pray together, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Power and the glory forever. Three of the candles are purple or royal blue, the color of the season. They remind us that Christ came from the royal lineage of King David. His life was a branch from the family tree of Jesse. On the third Sunday of Advent, a rose or pink color candle is lit. This candle represents joy.
Traditionally, today is called Gaudete Sunday, Latin for rejoice. One of the church's readings for the day is Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. What better way is there to express the joy of the season than through sharing in song? As our choir and musicians share the story of Christmas joy through music, may your heart be lightened and your soul stirred with to rejoice in God's love. As the candles are lit, please turn to page 142. We will sing the third verse of One Candle is Lit.
This morning's scripture reading is Psalm 47 and can be found in your pew Bible on page 518 in the Old Testament. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
This is the season. He is the reason for the season. It is happiness because we see joy in people. It is forgetting self and finding time for others. It is discarding meaningless and stressing the true values. It is peace because we have found peace in Jesus' teachings. It is the time we realize most deeply that the more love is expended, the more there is of it for others. The glory of Christmas is about God's love, about family, about friends, about sharing the Spirit.
Oh,
The glory of Christmas is upon us, and everyone needs a little Christmas. Singing and hearing Christmas songs brings joy to many people. It also brings joy to God. In the first three verses of Psalm 33, it says, "Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. So now to the Lord sing praises. All you within this place, sing, sing, sing."
Thank you.
On this night, Christ was born, and our lives were changed forever. Who would have known that a tiny baby would be born that would one day save us and free us from all our sins? On this night, this holy night, this wonderful night. moving carol, O Holy Night, was originally written in French in 1847, inspired by the message of scripture, Cantique de Noël, set to music, a French poem. Throughout the ages, the carols of Christmas tell the story of Christ's birth and stir our hearts to both seek out God's love and share the good news of Jesus with others. In every age, musicians celebrate the season with text and melody. Psalm 98 calls us to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Even secular songs of the season, those tunes that get caught in your head as you walk through the mall or drive across town, can stir joy within us. Perhaps the next songs we share will remind you of a specific generation. Though they're not music you often hear in church, they remind us that all of this season happens because of Jesus. Every part of Christmas, whether a sleigh ride or friends rocking around the Christmas tree, wouldn't have such joy without knowing God's love for this world enough to give his own son, Jesus.
Rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Without you, I'll be so blue, thinking about you. Decorations of red
on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
There are times in the Christmas season when we think about Mary and the baby Jesus that we choose to be in a quiet and contemplative mood. Yet when we read the majestic words of Isaiah 9:6, which describe Jesus as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we can't help but lift our voices in praise, Christmas praise. We hope that you will be filled with that same sense of joys as the choir sings some of our favorite carols.
Thank you.
It is in the second chapter of Luke that we hear the angels herald Christ's birth, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The shepherds are so moved by the angel's song that they say to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this wondrous birth. Will you come to the manger as well? Will you open the door of your heart that the love of Christmas may dwell in you?"
Friends in the crowd, and all
on the heart that for years had been silent was suddenly filled with a song as she sang with her hands like a child in the night. She found herself singing along. Merry Christmas to all who makes around here. Merry Christmas if even just one. May the joy of the season surround you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all who makes well here. Merry Christmas if even just one. May the joy of the season surround you. Merry Christmas.
Listen, can you hear the angels singing? They're singing about a newborn baby, a baby born in Bethlehem, a baby that will save the world. His name will be called Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What did you say was that baby's name? Jesus.
What did you say? What's the baby's name?
Revelation 5:11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing, and honor, and glory, and power, be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Behold the Lamb.
Thank you, everybody. It was fun.
Good job. Bow for everybody.
I did. I bowed.
You did awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord for this beautiful gift of music today, this feast of music. We have been so blessed by the choir, by our accompanist, Ann Johnson, by all of the musicians who made up the orchestra, and by Amber French for wanting to bring this gift to us. It took real commitment and dedication on Amber's part. If you're a visitor today, you might not be aware that our congregation is without a full-time pianist or accompanist in worship. We have had members of the congregation fill in to play songs for us, hymns on Sunday mornings. And so when Amber said she still wanted to do the Christmas cantata, it was an act of faith. And we are thankful that Anne was able to visit and help make this possible. The last song we heard proclaims, "Behold the Lamb." At Christmas time, when we think of a lamb, chances are we might first think of little woolly sheep grazing on a hillside with shepherds stunned by angels and then trotting off to Bethlehem, where that little lamb might kneel next to a manger. It's a charming scene. But theologically, the lamb is also the babe in the manger. For Jesus Christ, Mary's son, was God's son, sent to be the Lamb of God, the one who would sacrifice himself for our sake. Ever since the birth of Christ, there has been the promise of hope that came through the death and resurrection of Christ as well. So through the ages, around the world, in every tongue, when people sing, "Behold the Lamb," they are declaring their faith. This day, we celebrate the faith of Christianity, the faith that we have in Christ as our Savior, as we come to the Lord's table. If your own faith tradition does not prevent you from participating, we invite you to share in communion with us. Here at First Christian, the Lord's table is open to all who believe in Jesus, to all who are looking for God's love. We'll share communion this morning by passing the trays. You're invited to partake of a small piece of bread and drink the juice from a small cup as it is passed, and then serve those next to you. Let's prepare for this special time of celebrating the Lamb of God as we sing the first verse of number 143, "Joy to the World." Even as in our mind's eye we gather at the manger, we are also present in that upper room where Jesus met with his friends. It was the night when he was betrayed, the night before he would give his life for the sake of the world. While they were at table together, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his friends and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you to forgive your sin and the sins of many." Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's love, the gift of salvation in Christ. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
Lord God, our Father, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. That Son, Jesus Christ, has shown his love for humanity in more ways than we can count. Father, it is now 8 days until Christmas. Your Holy Spirit has fallen on us and swells with each passing day. Today we sing praise to you and Jesus, and our gifted musicians join in joyful praise. We know, Father, our efforts to return love and praise to you, Father God and Jesus, will never come close to matching the gifts you have given to us. We do our best to spread joy, love, and praise to all we meet. In the name of the Father and the Son, Jesus, amen.
Thank you.
The greatest gift the world has ever known was received that first Christmas when Christ was born. We've been trying to match the glory and wonder, the depth of that love given in that gift ever since. Every Christmas, many of us look for the perfect gift to give to those that we love the most, some tangible sign that will express how much we love them. That becomes especially true when children are born into your family. For in our children, we see again the love of God revealed in the Christ child. Our hearts burst open to overflowing, and we can't possibly give them enough to show them how much we love them. This Christmas season, my friends, I pray that you don't get caught up in trying to find that perfect gift and stressing yourself with shopping so much as you simply take a moment to give love to those who are closest to you. This morning, as we bring our tithes and our offerings, as we return our prayer cards to the Lord, in the simple act of offering as part of Christian worship, we give a gift to the one who gives us everything. Let us be filled with generous and joyful hearts as the diaconate collects our offering. Let us pray. Oh God, we ask you to bless and use these gifts that we bring. Bless the gifts that we share this season with loved ones and strangers alike. Bless the blankets that were tied yesterday to bring warmth to those most in need in our community. Oh Lord, we thank you for the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I invite you to open the hymnal again to Joy to the World on page 143, and we will sing together verses 2 and 3 this morning. If there's anyone who's looking for a church home, or if you've never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior and you're moved to do so today, we invite you to come forward as we sing. There's a time of fellowship waiting for us downstairs in Fellowship Hall. There are refreshments, coffee to share. We hope that you will stay for a few moments and allow members of the congregation to greet you today. Thank you so much for coming to worship God with us through the gift of music this morning. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is with joy that we celebrate your birth. It is with joy that we lift songs of praise to you. And it is with joy that we live lives of humble service, following in your footsteps, O Christ, the Lamb of God. Bless us now with peace, with hope and love and joy as we go forth to live and to serve in your holy name. Amen.